in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, grateful for this privilege to hear from heaven, dear Lord God. We thank you for your word. And according to Isaiah 55, Lord, your word will not return unto you void. It shall accomplish that which you please. It will prosper where you've sent it. And my prayer, Lord, is that we will be in agreement with that. We will allow the word into our hearts. We won't have an attitude of like we've heard it before. We know it all as church as usual, dear Lord God, that our intention is to receive your engrafted word with meekness, to mix it with faith, to bring forth fruit. And my prayer, Heavenly Father, is that our fruit remains. The word says that's how you're glorified, dear Lord God, when we finish the work you sent us to do and when our fruit remains. So glory and honor, they belong only to you. In Jesus' name, let all who agree with that say,
amen.
Amen. So repeat after me. These are our four core values here at New Day. Say, I will worship.
I will worship.
I will connect.
I will connect.
I will be equipped.
I will be equipped.
And I will serve. So part three of I Matter, and I got a question for you. How many of you have ever had to drop your kids off at daycare for the first time? Remember that first time? Let me see your hands. That first time you had, and okay, now, you're shaking your head already, Natalie. Okay, exactly. What was that like for you when you had to drop your kids off at daycare?
Heartbreaking.
Who I heard, was it hard? Who was that hard? Lynette? Hard. Okay, who else? Oh, okay, Sandy, Minister Sandy, you said you cried. Okay, amen. Huh? He didn't look back. So that was Carlton, huh? Okay. Amen. Carlton, like, I got this, Mom.
Now, Mitch,
Mom's, okay, Mitchell, yeah, he got this, okay? Amen. All right. Amen. Other than you two, how did your children feel? Oh, Justin, like, I got this. I was born for this. Okay, amen. All right, cool. So Justin, Mitch, Carlton. Okay, y'all rare breed. Huh, what was that?
Abandoned.
Abandoned, scared. Yeah. And John, I think it's 14:18, it says this. The Lord said, I would not leave you as orphans. Now, why did he have to say that? Why was it important that that was spoken? Because obviously he knew what they were feeling. Because anytime there's a separation, think about it for a moment. It's difficult. It's difficult. When I was, 18 or something, 17, I remember I had my Camaro, so I must have been 18. Mr. Camaro. Anyway, when I was 18, my family went through counseling because, you know, I mentioned before my dad being an alcoholic. I'm not speaking disparagingly, just being transparent. Still honor my dad. We finished on a good note before he passed on. We were buds, okay? So, but I'm just letting you guys know that was a season in our life that was very difficult for the family. And so he decided to go sober. It didn't last, but he tried. And we were going to counseling. And then the counselor told me, as a little boy, I had picked up the fear of abandonment. I remember saying that. I'm like, what are you talking about, abandon? I don't even like people. What do you mean abandon? I'm happy when they leave. So I was confused. But that's why I first heard that term, fear of abandonment. And so anytime there's a separation or someone that you love, or that you're fond of, that has oversight of you, that they're leaving you, that it can well up inside of you. And so what the Lord did, so I want to look at our text today here, is John 14, 1 through 3. And this is what the Lord said. And remember now, he said this for a reason. He's just not wasting words, because now, and you read the book of John, for a few chapters here, he's really just talking to the disciples, preparing them, because he is about to go. Okay? Now, he says here, verse 1, don't let your hearts be troubled. And sometimes our hearts can be troubled when things are happening that we're not comfortable with. Anytime there's the unknown, we get uncomfortable. That's why, turn on the light so I can see. We want to know, okay? Knowing brings us comfort, you know? You'll call wives, you know, okay, where are you? Because you know where he is, and that brings you comfort, okay? Same thing with a child. Child is walking through the house, Mom! And as soon as you say, yeah, baby, he knows. He feels better, or she feels better. Does that make sense? Okay, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. You got to trust me, okay? I'm about to do something. It's going to be difficult, but trust that it's going to be okay. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. This is a New Living Translation. I think you guys love the old school King James. In my Father's house are many mansions. And it cracks me up. I love those hyper-prosperity pastors. There's a mansion for you in heaven. there is not a mansion waiting for you. Okay? If you want a mansion, start a business, get some employees, make a lot of money, get some good credit, and go buy you one. Okay. But it's literally a space is being created within the spiritual realm for us. Now, next month, my series is called EyeSight, lowercase I, S-I-G-H-T, EyeSight. And the subtitle is Living in the Unseen. So we're going to really get into the spirit realm, okay? So this is a segue into that. But there's more than enough room in my Father's home. It literally means in Greek there are dwelling places. There's a space for you, okay? Here it says, if this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? 3, when everything is ready, I will come and get you. I will come and get you. I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. He's going to come and get us. So when you drop your child off at daycare, what are some of the things you do? Baby, mommy or daddy has to go to work. And I don't go to work. No, see, if I go to work, I can make money and take you to Disneyland. Okay, then they begin to get it, okay? They begin to understand at this point. And so this is what the Lord is saying. I'm going to hook you up. There's some good stuff. I got to go, but it's a great, and I'm going to come back. And you tell your kids that, and you tell them that because they matter to you. You want them to be comfortable. You don't want to think that they're being abandoned, that it's going to be all right, that you're going to return. You have to teach them that. I remember when I first met Jackie, Lavelle was 2, and she told me the story, and it was very difficult for her because she dropped him off at Ms. Williams' house. Ms. Williams, see, I was listening. 30-some years ago, and I remember. Okay, and you said you dropped him off at Ms. Williams' house, and that as you were driving away, Lavelle had gone into Ms. Williams' backyard, looked up under the fence. There was a little, you know, a wood fence, and he could see nine. His little hand, no, you know. Yeah. And Jackie showed me how difficult it was to see him do that, but she knew she had to go to work. But see, Jackie still went on to work because she wanted to create a life for him that would benefit him and bless him. So sometimes when the Lord is doing something, it might be uncomfortable, but trust me, it's for your betterment, it's for your good. You're going to have to trust. You're going to have to trust and believe. Amen? Now, he used this example about I'm going away to prepare a place for you because the disciples would understand this. Because what he was giving them was an analogy of the Jewish a wedding ceremony. So I want to do this. Babe, can you stand up, please? In fact, Minister Duane, are you going to... can you come over here for me, sir? Okay. Babe, I need you to go, like, just stand over there by the... right now. Okay, right there is good. Right there is... come a little bit closer, a little bit closer. And here's the deal. Tim, you're going to play her dad, even though you're younger than she is, and you call her mom, whatever. Come here. Okay, this is, you know how to act. Turn and face me. Okay. So here's the deal, okay? Mr. Johnson, I would like to have your daughter as my wife. Say yes. Okay. Now, this is how it was. I know him, okay? This ain't the time, okay? All right. So, amen. So I want her. Now, Jewish custom says, okay, I can have you, but first I got to go talk to my father and say, Dad, that's the one I want. And that you're going to tell me, okay, you got to prepare a place for her. Sister, y'all need to listen to this. That's another message, though. I got to prepare a place for her. So then what we do is I go and I begin to build. I'm building, I'm constructing a home. See, when God brought Eve to Adam, he had the Garden of Eden already. Let that single ladies, let that settle for a moment, okay? Amen, amen, amen. And fellas, step your game up. Okay, hallelujah. So once, now here's the thing. I'm creating a space. Now, on your side though, what you got to do, you 3 ladies, can you come? And you're going to be her bridal party. Okay, come up here, okay? All right, so now here's the thing. Now, you got to remember, this is Matthew 25. Remember the 10 wise and the 10 unwise? Uh-huh, yeah, okay. So now here's the deal. Some of your friends are wise and some of your friends are foolish. Now, the thing is, you got to keep your lamp burning. You got to stay in a state of readiness because the thing is, you don't know when I'm coming back. And I could come at any time. Now, I'm hustling to get this together because I want you. okay? But I can't have her until I get this ready. So our brother's motivated. We're going to make this happen. We're going to build. We're going to construct. We got it going on, okay? So now the thing is, it still has to pass your inspection. So you got to prove about this because, you know, you're holding me accountable. I'm your son. Absolutely. So once you give me the go-ahead. Now, Big Ron, I'm going to need you for a minute. John, come in for a minute. Elder Kelvin, come in for a minute too, okay? And once you say it's all good, yeah, you're checking out, okay? Is it good? It's good? Yeah, all right, cool. Okay, it's good? Good? No good? Okay, fellas, let's go get my bride. Come on. We're going to get my bride. Now, here's the thing. Now, I need you to see the totality of this. Because one day there's going to be a trumpet. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And those that are caught and are still alive, they are going to be caught up in the air to meet him. You got to see how all this fits together, okay? I digress. Let me get back. Okay, so here's the deal. Now, you need to be awake, alert, because you're excited too. So now I'm coming to get my bride, okay, and I'll take you. Okay, Mandy, you didn't keep your lamp burning. You started tripping and slipping and dipping. Terry, you sitting on the fence. Sandy, you stayed faithful and pure, grab Jackie's hand. See, you wouldn't want to be you. And you closed the door. You see how it works? Everybody understand? Oh, man. That's right. No, the door is shut. And wait, they're on the other side. Let me in. You should have kept the lamp burning. But see, no, y'all want to go to the club. You want to shake your groove thing, showing all your goods. You know, you thought it was cool, you know, and no. Nah, you spent all that time. You could have been listening to the word. No, you don't want to go to Bible. You come to church because, you know, maybe you get a man in the church. But see, the thing is this. Got to live righteous, holy, stay committed to him. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck here, okay? And all hell is going to break loose. That's a whole other message, though, okay? But in the meantime, hallelujah. So I'm coming with 10,000 of my saints. I'm coming back. So this is an analogy that the Lord was using when he was talking to the disciples. Okay, give him a hand, please. Everybody, give him a hand. Now, so before the Lord left, he had to communicate to them. Now, I need you to imagine if you take your child to daycare or drop him off at preschool for the first time and you don't tell him what's going on. Or if you just leave him at home and you don't communicate, what does that look like? Can I have the first picture, please, Lavelle? That's sad. Because she doesn't know what's going on. I don't understand. And look how hard. You're holding on to whatever you have. And that's how a lot of people are. But the Lord said he would not leave us in this situation. He wouldn't. Next slide, please. I love this. He's like, oh, let me tell you a little something. Let me whisper in a still, small voice. Let me reassure you. Let me explain it to you. And look at the little girl. She's like, okay, mama. You about to leave, but it's all good, mama. It's all good, mama. I can't wait till you come back, mama, because we're going to Disneyland. So when you're assured of your salvation, when you're assured of your hope, and that's all the Lord was doing, and because we matter, he communicates that to us. He takes time to communicate to us. And if you think about this, okay, what frustrates you when I'll give you an example. Here's a good one. Now we got text messaging, so I'll be at the office, okay? I'll be late, 10, 11 o'clock, and I look at the jacket and say, when are you coming home? How long will you be there? And I say, probably a few minutes. Is everything okay? Yeah. I just want to know how you're doing and what's going on. Just want to know. So once I tell everything is good, how do you feel? So it's in my best interest to communicate you to make your heart not be troubled. Communication is important. You think about this, okay? Because lately, you know, we're revamping, looking at our structure and things we're doing here. And the number one complaint we get here at New Day, Elder Joyce, is the communication. Y'all got to get better with communication. Everybody's saying, amen. Okay. I know. Okay. But even yesterday, I was talking to Minister Monique about, you know, children's ministry, looking to redo some things. And you know what she said? Everybody's saying to me, it's communication. It's communication. When you're not communicated with, you feel left out. You feel like you don't count. You feel like you don't matter. Communication is important. You don't hear from somebody for a long time. You begin to feel a little angst. One of the things that military operations do if they're going to attack a country, first thing they knock out is communication. military guys think, am I right? Think about it. You knock out their communication, they can't talk. And I'm out here in the field with a group of men. I see planes flying overhead and helicopters, and I can't, I'm not hearing from headquarters. I don't know what to do. Now, if headquarters just call me and tell me, hey, this is what's going on, I feel better. I know the direction to go in. I need you to see how important communication is. I know we got younger kids in here. I want to say something. You know, a lot of times when we have trouble within a marriage and a third party somehow or another slips in, what I always hear on both male and female sides is they listen to me or they communicate with me or the communication is great. That's always the number one lead. Communication is great. And we have to learn the importance of communication, and God already knows that. Look at John. Turn it on your handout, please. I want to show you. So turn your handout over. Communication comforts, it encourages, and it reassures. And God communicates with us because I matter. Communication comforts, it encourages, it reassures. It reassures. We had a plane flight to, the first time Jack and I led a team in Brazil. So we were still at the other church. We had 18, a team of 18, and we were going down. And our flight leaving L.A. was late. It was Continental Airlines. We were flying to Houston. We were going to change planes in Houston and go to Brazil. And on the way to the airport where we came in, that our flight was late. So I called my travel agent. And so help you guys often do this, because a lot of you guys will say, Pastor, you know, can you talk to my friend, a travel agent, and you know, she does it part-time, she's full-time at the bank. Because situations like this, right, what I'm about to share with you right now, your friend can't help me. That's why when I use a travel agent, I have somebody to pay their mortgage doing travel. Make sense? Especially after what I'm about to tell you. So I call the travel agent. And I say, hey, this plane is late. We might miss our flight in Houston to transfer. And then the next one is not till tomorrow. I ain't trying to stay in Houston all night. Okay? So now we get on the plane. I hadn't heard back from my travel agent. And we're flying. What do you think I'm feeling? Now some of you are like, well, you need to just exercise your faith. Cast your cares on the Lord. Okay, fine, you holy people. Look, I got 17 people on an airplane. I got to get them to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and back home. Okay? And we starting off negative. Okay, so, but the thing is, we get to Houston. Literally, the gate we parked at, we exit the plane, we just walk right across the walkway into the, it was so sweet, and then walk right onto the next plane. They were sitting there, they held the plane for us. And our luggage made it too. Now, the thing is, it was taken care of, but I'll be honest, until I got off the plane and the agent on the other side said, come this way, here we go, and they were directing us, then it was like, lack of communication made a brother feel uneasy. Amen? So if my travel agent called me back and said, hey, they're holding a plane for you, I'd have been just kicking and chill watching movies on a flight down there. Does it make sense? Okay, so the communication is important. All right. Now, so a lot of what you are feeling, that anxiousness in life right now, is because you're not hearing from heaven. But it doesn't mean heaven's not speaking. You ready? Put your seatbelts on. It's about to get rocky. A little bumpy here. Okay. Now, let me do this first. Remember AM radio when that was all we had? What was the station we listened to? What is it? 1580 K-Day. Right, okay. Young people, that's where hip-hop started for us. Okay. All right. And then, but then that was another one, right? Huh? KGFJ. The AM stations. And, you know, I had this little round-looking little radio, you know, set up, and it was cool. That's all I had. That's all I knew. It was great. And then all of a sudden, Cute 102, which was FM. Yeah, Rob, you know about that, don't you? All right. Okay, so now Cute, it was cool, and it came in clearer. And then I began to listen more to FM than AM because it was clearer. Just made sense. So we get internet in our house the first time back in Chino Hills. It's exciting. I'm getting internet, and we have something called dial-up. But I was excited because that was all we had. Then somebody introduced us to DSL. Boom! It's right. It's just right. Oh, I love that. So much clearer and faster downloads was happening. remember when we first got our first TV, our first color TV, and it was so big. Screen was small, but it had that big, you know. And I was happy that we had color. That was 19 in the 60s, okay? Oh, I was so happy we had color. We were like the second family in our street to have a color TV. Me and my daddy and mama had it going. Oh, okay. So it was in Louisiana. So we got the TV. Now fast forward. That was analog. Now they got these flat screen digitals. And I was in Costco today. I'm looking at one. It's like, what is this? It's so clear. It's so much better. And even the sound is richer. I'm like, wow. So then some of us have a prayer life. That's AM. And the frequency in which we hear the Lord is AM. Okay, look at John. You get the rest of it, right? And this is why I'm saying you. No, wait. Okay. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Hear this, please. Okay, we were down in Brazil. Now, this is when I talk about the unseen, the supernatural, because God is always speaking. So we have our morning devotion. So it's a total of 30 of us, three different teams, but we're having a devotion. And it was each morning, it was really rich and really good. And I'm sitting there, and the second person had finished speaking or something, and there was a lady there, and I knew the Lord had a word for her. I had a word for her. But I also knew that I wasn't the only one with the word. So after everybody finished, a few people clapped their hands, and I'm waiting for people to speak up. Nobody's speaking up. Then Brenda, who was leading that devotion, said, okay, turn to me respectfully, because, okay, Pastor Tony, you have anything? I said, yeah. Who has a word that's not saying it? Three people's hands went up. Give her the word. And what that first person gave that lady that needed, bam! The second one echoed it. The third one echoed it. Then I finished it. Often, the spirit is moving. Yeah. And see, what happens is there's usually one or two people that will tap into it. But he's always speaking. Yeah. He's always speaking. Yeah. And often, we don't know what he's saying because we're not listening. And the reason we go through life is so with so much distrust or that abandonment issues and all that is because we don't listen. We're not listening. That young lady was blessed. She had some serious decisions to make. It concerned her home life and her church life. She had been praying. And so then the Lord spoke. That's why I struggle with people to tell me now the Holy Spirit that went out with the apostles. There is nothing you can to support that other than you have such an arrogant, so conceited, self-perspective, like you all that, because you did some ministry training, and you figure if it hasn't happened for you, it must not be, because you got it all figured out. Right. Them fellas like that crack me up. They spend more time with their noses up in some theological books. You need to get out and do some action. Yes. Theory is one thing. You better do some lab work. The Spirit of God is just as alive now as he was way back then. Often, we're just not tapping into him. That's the problem. And God is speaking, but he coming through FM, you stuck on AM. John 16:12, watch this. And Jesus speaking, he says, there is so much, talking to his disciples, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. And there, you got to keep this in mind, too. There are some things you just don't tell your children. Now, I'm going to say something about my children, and this is fact right now, okay? But when they were, Lavelle is 5 years older than Brian, okay? And when Brian was in second grade, we gave Brian a key to the house. We did not give one to Lavelle. Brian was more responsible as a young person than Lavelle was. Okay? Now the roles have reversed. Lavelle is like, I don't have a problem going on to heaven because I know Lavelle will handle our family. I know he will take care of everything. He's proven himself. He got two houses already. He's getting raises and he's promotions. And he knows how to handle his business. I don't have a problem with that, but now I'm going back to when he was younger. And so there were some things he wasn't ready for yet. And I wonder how many of us are not ready for something because we're just not listening. And so if we listen and we will learn, we will grow. It just makes sense. So we need to listen. Now, okay. You don't have a spirit, you are a spirit. Just trust me on this. John, the book of John, chapter 4, I think it's 21 and 22, it says, God is a spirit. Got it? All right, Jesus, Luke 23:46. He's on the cross. His last words were, Father, into your hands I commend my
spirit.
So what they do with his body? Went to the grave. Spirit went on to the spirit realm. Got it? Demons are unclean. Okay, angels. Wait. Watch this one. It says Hebrews 1:14. It says, Lord, what does it say? Angels are ministering spirits. So the real world is a spirit world. This world we live in, it's going to burn up and go away. We put so much stock in it. We need to take care of the planet. I'm all for climate change and recycling. I'm so down for that because of stewardship, okay? Amen? Okay, but here's the deal, too. It ain't going to last forever. We're going to get a new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. It's going to be a fresh and new. But here's my point is that we are spirits. So if you are a spirit, the way God is going to communicate with you is through your... So if your spirit is not in tune, A.M., you're going to miss it. I need you to hear me on this, because one of the things we move or shy away from is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, now watch what Jesus says as he's telling his disciples, I got to go. And he, remember the lady, I showed you the picture, speaking to her daughter. I need you to see this, okay? 16:13 right now. When the spirit of truth comes, if there's a spirit of truth, there's a spirit of lying. And the Bible tells us, John 14, some I forget where, or 8, I forget what it says, I think 8:31. It says this, that, and Jesus is talking to the Pharisees who were so stuck up, thought they had it all figured out. And he said, you are of your father, the devil. And when your father speaks, he speaks a lie. And so some of you, that you hear the enemy so clear. Let me tell you what it sounds like. You're nothing. You're going to lose. Nobody likes you. You're ugly. You don't look like them. You're too fat. I know people that weigh 120 pounds. They hear that. You're too fat. He's going to reject you just like the last one rejected you. No, they're not going to give a black man a job. A black man can't get ahead in America. Police always keeping a brother down. My father beat up the police. God will wipe all the cops out. You keep tripping, you keep messing with his son. And a devil will tell you the opposite. He said he will guide you. I want the Spirit guiding me because I got a purpose. He will guide you into all truth, not to lie to the enemy. You will start believing stuff. And I learned a long time ago, quit believing a lie to the enemy. Pastor Tony is racism. So what? My father's bigger than that. It's sexism. So what? My father's bigger than that. I'm not discounting it. I know it exists. But see, I'm going to tell you something. I'm an overcomer. He's already gone before me to make crooked paths straight, hills and valleys made level. All I got to do is walk in it. He, everywhere my foot would tread upon, he's already given me. I just started walking. Read Joshua 1. He told Joshua the same thing. Just like I was with Moses, I'll be with you. So he's no respecter of persons. So he hooked up Joshua, hooked up Moses, hooked up Daniel, hooked up David, hooked up all them guys. He's going to hook up Tony also. I'd be walking everywhere looking for the hookup. Can I get the hookup? Can I get the hookup? Can I get... Where are you working? Because I know you're guiding me. I know you have me. He will not speak on his own. Watch this. He's speaking. Hi, he's speaking. He's speaking. But he will tell you. There it is again. Telling you what he's heard. He will tell you about the future. You want to know about your future? Get into the things of the Spirit. It ain't that deep. He's speaking. We're just not listening. And we're walking around in the dark because we don't have any information. We're feeling frustrated, angry. And then we begin to listen to the enemy. And he begins to tell us to do stuff that's crazy and that will defeat us and jack us up. 14, he will bring me glory by telling you, he's speaking again. Look how many times it said he's speaking. By telling you, the Spirit is telling you whatever he's receiving from Jesus. Jesus said, I got to go away. 15, all that belongs to the Father is. That is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. He speaks because I matter. I just need to listen. He will not abandon me. And I need to understand when the Spirit is speaking truth. Big Booty Judy ain't the truth. He ain't gotten into the truth. That's the devil. And you begin to say, so, I can't live without that. No, the truth is you can't live with that. Destruction, grave, hell, poverty, loss. That's where the enemy is leading you. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever you have that's in you, where you're refusing to move deeper into the things of the spirit, you don't want to go to life group. I ain't coming. I don't want nobody to come to my house. I don't want to go to nobody's house. Yeah, okay, and you don't want to embrace the things of the spirit. Well, I don't want to give up my old nature. Well, that's just the way I am. He did not die for you to remain the same. Bow your heads, please. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is alive.